请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，我们谢谢你借着诗班给我们信息的提醒。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us through the choir。
主啊，让我们对福气有一个新的体认。
Let us have a new understanding of your grace。
主啊，福气不单单是一个人生命的内容。
So that we understand that your blessing is not just one's content of life.
福气乃是一个人生命的态度。
But our attitude towards life.
求你让我们今天在座每一个人成为有福的人。
Make everyone here a blessed one, Lord.
让我们把信靠神成为我们严肃的生命的态度。
So that we can choose faith in you as the way of life.
也因此让我们成为有福的人。
So that we may indeed become blessed.
谢谢诗班给我们这样的一些提醒。
We thank the choir for their reminders.
让我们在你面前专心地等候你。
So that we wait patiently before you.
听我们在座每一个人有声无声的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
把以下的时间恭敬地交在主你手中。
We hand the rest of the time respectfully into your hands.
向我们说话。
Speak to us, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 在今年教会的主题，认识基督、传扬基督这个主题的里面，其实有两个隐藏的课题。
Under the general theme for this church this year, that is knowing Christ and making him known, there are two perhaps sub-themes.
这两个很重要的隐藏的课题是什么呢？
What are these two sub-themes that may be hidden?
第一个就是整个这个主题的主词到底是什么？
And that is we want to find out what is the chief verb for this theme.
Chief subject.
The subject.
到底是谁去认识基督，谁去传扬基督？
And that is the question is, who is the one who will know Christ and make him known?
我们不但要看重我们要传的信息，
Not only do we have to pay special attention to our message,
我们不只是要注意 message, 我们更要注意这个 messenger, 传信息的人。
Perhaps we should place more attention to the messenger himself.
上一次我们提到马太福音十六章二十四节到二十八节。
Just in the past few weeks, we talked about Matthew 26.
我们提到这个 messenger, 主耶稣对他的盼望和条件是什么？
We have seen what Jesus has in terms of qualifications for the messenger.
他提到三个非常明显的要求：第一个舍己，第二个背十字架。第三个跟从主耶稣。
He mentioned three qualifications: giving up of oneself, taking up the cross, and following Christ.
当我在准备那篇信息的时候，
As I was preparing for that message,
我悟出一个非常重要的一个真理。
I suddenly came to an understanding of a very important truth.
这个真理是什么呢？
What is that truth?
在这个时代要强迫人过牺牲的生活，这是不可能的事情。
In this day and age, it's impossible to force anyone to live a sacrificial life.
但是当我们把一个目标，当我们把一个理想拿出来的时候，
But when we put forth a goal or an ideal,
我们就能够看见付代价是一个心甘情愿的事。
Then perhaps we are willing to pay the price.
这几年一直为教会的复兴祷告。
I have been praying for the church's revival for the past few years.
我们为弟兄姊妹热心爱主祷告。
We've been praying that brothers and sisters will love the Lord zealously.
到底当我们讲到复兴的时候，我们是指什么说的呢？
And when we say the church should be revived, what do we mean?
我的负担是求主给这个教会的弟兄姊妹有一个很明显、很鲜明的一个目标。
My burden is that there is a very clear goal for this church.
有的时候我们有意向，但是这意向不够鲜明。
Sometimes we say we have a vision, but that vision is not vivid.
不是怎么样强迫人过牺牲的生活。
It's not that we can force anyone to be sacrificial.
当我们真是把一个目标摆在前面的时候，我们的牺牲就是变成很自然。
But then when we put forth a clear goal, then it's natural for people to be sacrificial.
也许我们把它讲在信仰的里面不容易那样的明白和清楚。
Perhaps it's difficult to understand this in the context of our faith.
事实上在我们日常生活里面常常经验这样的一个真理。
But then we go through this type of truth in our everyday living.
我曾经做过这样一个比方。
I have given this analogy before.
在家里面的家务我们全家要轮流的做。
We take turns in taking care of household chores.
每一次洗碗，每一次割草，每一次铲雪，给儿子做的时候，他们都做，但是做得很勉强。
Every time when I assign perhaps washing of dishes or mowing of the lawn or snow shoveling to our children, they would do it, but perhaps reluctantly.
到了某一个年龄的时候，我们发现他们的态度不一样。
After a certain age, we find that their attitudes have changed.
原来是心里面很不甘心，现在已经心甘情愿。
Perhaps from a time of reluctance, now they are very willing to do it.
另外一个不同的地方。
And there's another difference.
心不甘情不愿是在家里面做。
Reluctance for doing it only occurs at home.
心甘情愿是在女朋友家里做。
When they're perfectly happy to do it, it's at the homes of their girlfriends.
当他们看见有目标的时候。
Because they have a goal.
当他们看见有理想的时候。
Because there's an ideal.
这些对他们来讲就不是难处。
Then these did not become chores.
今天我们做基督徒也是如此。
Today, as Christians, it's the same.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹爱主。
When we try to encourage people to love
the Lord, 我们鼓励弟兄姊妹过牺牲的生活。
We encourage people to live a sacrificial life.
为什么我们一直努力而不成功呢？
Why is it that when we try so hard and yet we do not see success?
我们重点错了。
Because our focus is wrong.
我们没有让他们看见什么是真正的属灵的理想。
We did not show them clearly enough what is the spiritual ideal.
当我们提到认识传扬基督的时候，
When we mention knowing and making him known,
谁去认识，谁去传扬？
Who will know him and who will preach him?
这个主题另外一个很重要的一个隐藏的课题是什么呢？
And perhaps there's another sub-theme that is not so clear.
那个关键不只是在主词，那个关键也是在受词。
And it's not only belongs to the subject, but also the object.
当我们提到传扬基督的时候，到底传扬基督的对象是谁？
When we say making Christ known, who are we making him known to?
这几年我常常在这里提到供和求的关系。
I have often mentioned the relation between supply and demand.
在我心里面有很重很重的负担。
In my heart is a very deep feeling.
不只是在传福音的时候。
Not only when I share the gospel.
每一个礼拜天早上讲道的时候。
Even every Sunday as I preach.
我求主先帮助我，先提醒我，先告诉我。
I ask the Lord to first help me and remind me.
让我真的能够知道弟兄姊妹的需要是什么。
So that I truly understand the needs of the congregation.
我害怕我讲很多的东西不是弟兄姊妹所需要的。
It is my fear that whatever I preach does not meet the needs.
一篇道从弟兄姊妹的头上飘过去的时候，
Perhaps the sermon just floats over our heads.
不能落实在弟兄姊妹的心中。
It will not take root in our hearts.
这是今天基督教讲道的一个很大的一个要检讨的地方。
I believe this is a point where Christian preaching today has to spend a lot of time evaluating.
我们要传扬基督。
Yes, we want to preach Christ.
我们要传扬给什么人？把基督介绍给他。
But who are we preaching Christ to?
今天我们要看这个重点。
And this is the theme for this morning.
好不好？请各位翻回到刚才肖兴志弟兄带我们读的那段的经文，这个路加福音第七章。
Let's turn back now to Luke chapter 7.
很明显的，这段圣经是主耶稣对当时代的人的一个剖析。
Here we see a message that Jesus gave to that generation.
他分析那个时代，甚至也提醒那个时代的人。
He evaluated that generation and gave them some reminders.
也许有人会问，这一段的经文经过了2000年，对我们今天又有什么意义呢？
Perhaps some may ask, this message is almost 2,000 years old. Does it have any significance for us today?
事实上，在这段圣经很明显地告诉我们，耶稣不是在那里分析时代而已。
But then if we look at it carefully, we realize that Jesus is not evaluating an age.
他是分析那个时代的人。
He was actually analyzing the people of that age.
他说，我可以用什么 比这个时代的人呢？
For example, he says, to what then can I compare the people of this generation?
这句话给我们一个很强的一个提醒。
And this is a strong reminder to us.
2000年前如何，今天还是一样。
2000 years ago was the way, well, that was that way, and perhaps the same today.
如果这个世界有问题，
if there are questions in this world,
问题不在外面，问题在里面。
The questions are not just outside, but perhaps are inward.
台湾在这几年非常强调那个环保的重要，环境。
Taiwan these few years are paying a lot of attention to the protection of the environment.
其实当我们提到环保意识的时候，
But when we talk about environmental protection,
对我个人来讲，
To me personally,
我觉得一个更重要的课题比环保更重要。
I believe that there is a deeper subject which is more important than environmental pollution.
我们今天要强调环保，除非我们先强调心保。
If we want to emphasize the protection of the environment, perhaps we should emphasize protection of our hearts.
每一次当我想到这件事情的时候，就使我想到箴言书四章二十三节的话。
Whenever I think about this, I'm reminded of Proverbs chapter 4.
你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心里面发出来。
Verse 23 of Proverbs 4 says, Above all else, guard your heart.Because it is the wellspring of life.
我想我们中国人都很熟悉这句话，我们常常感叹这个世界道德越来越坏。
Perhaps Chinese have a very apt saying describing how the morality of this world is dropping to a new low.
我们说世风日下，人心不古。
We say the morality of this world is dropping to a new low, and the hearts of men today are not like that of old.
刚才我听肖兴志弟兄在奉献祷告的时候。
Just now, when I heard Brother Shao praying after the offering,
哦，我觉得他的祷告很精彩，就是四个字，四个字，四个字，四个字。
I felt that he has put a lot of effort into making it sort of like a poem.
裹足不前，斤斤计较，忘恩负义，反反复复。
The way he prayed was four words and four words and four words.
我不晓得有很多人说，大概是在这个教会聚会太久了。
Perhaps some would say that's because we've been in this church too long.
因为这个教会的传道人也很喜欢摇头晃脑四个字四个字的讲。
Because perhaps the preachers of this church also have a tendency to quote poems.
当我们在这里看见这一句中国的话，
But when we look at this Chinese saying,
世风越来越坏，
The moral of this world is dropping to a new low.
人心越来越比不上古时候的人。
The hearts of men today are not like that of old.
所以当我们今天看耶稣在这里对当时代的人的分析的时候，
So when we see how Jesus gave an evaluation of the people of old,
我们只能够说，当我们看这段圣经的时候，我们看今天的时代，我们说只有过之而无不及。
And as we try to look at today's world from the verses here, perhaps we can say we have only gotten worse.
主耶稣在这里用两方面来形容他那个时候的时代。
Jesus used two different aspects to describe the people of his generation.
三十二节提到那个时代的光景，三十三、三十四节提到另外一个光景。
Perhaps we can say verse 32 describes one aspect, and verses 33 and 34 is a different aspect.
三十二节这个比方非常的生动。
The analogy in verse 32 is very vivid.
主耶稣常常在讲道的时候发人深省、引人入胜的原因在这里。
One of the reasons why Jesus' messages was very popular with people,
因为他很会用比方。
It's because he's very, very skillful in the use of analogies.
他一用比方呢，就好像画龙点睛一样，就显得非常的生动。
He made his message very lively by his examples.
事实上，耶稣在讲道的时候。
Yes, when Jesus was preaching,
他常常看四周围的一些情形。
He always tries to pay attention to what's happening around him.
他可以抓住一件事情，就来比喻他要讲的一个真理。
He tries to use illustrations from what's happening around him to emphasize his message.
主耶稣，比如说，他说：“你们看天上的飞鸟，你们看野地的百合花。”
For example, Jesus may say, "Look, the birds of the air or the flowers of the field."
也许当耶稣在分析那个时代的时候，刚好有一群小孩子在不远的地方在玩耍。
Perhaps when Jesus was saying these words, there were a group of children playing right around them.
他们怎么样在玩呢?
And how were they playing?
有几个孩子就说,我们来用台湾的话说来办嘎嘎酒吧,我们来玩婚礼的游戏。
Perhaps a group of children says, let us play the wedding.
那么当他们很兴奋提出来的时候,
and when this group put forth this idea excitedly,
其他的人毫无反应。
Perhaps the other children have no reaction.
这些孩子说, 我吹笛, 你们为什么不跳舞呢?
And so Jesus said, these children say, we play the flute for you, but you do not dance.
然后他们说, 那我们换一个游戏, 我们不玩婚礼, 我们玩丧礼。
Then let us not play a wedding, let's play the part of a funeral.
但是呢, 每一次我提出要跟你们, 玩这个游戏, 我举哀的时候呢, 你们却不啼哭。
And yet when we sing this funeral song, you do not cry.
他们要求什么, 另外一些孩子呢, 就是不干。
So whenever this group of children comes up with some ideas, the other group do not respond.
这是一个什么样的时代?
So what does this tell us about the age?
这是一个没有反应, 没有感觉的一个时代。
And that is, this is a generation with no response or no emotion.
换句话说, 耶稣在这里提醒他们, 他们是一群没有感觉, 没有反应的人。
Perhaps Jesus is saying that this generation is a generation with no feelings.
2000年前是这样。
2000 years ago was like this.
当我们看到现在的时候,
what about today?
难道不也是这样吗?
Is this not the same way?
今天在这个文明的世界里面,
even as we are in this age of culture,
我们每一个人都训练自己到非常世故的一个地步。
We train ourselves to be very worldly.
世故到一个地步, 我们把我们的喜怒哀乐都深藏不露。
And the way for us to become part of this world is to hide our emotions.
人与人见面的时候,
and when we meet other people,
我们不是见到人的真的面目, 我们是见到一个假的面具。
We do not really see the real person, but just a mask.
为什么会这样?
Why is it like that?
基本上当我们活在这个世界越久, 我们越觉得我们用真面目, 我们没有安全感。
Because as we live in this world for a longer time, we feel that it's dangerous for us to use our real self.
因为我们真实到吃亏的地步。
Because when we are real, then we may get into a disadvantage.
今天我们在这个世界里面,
today in this world,
碰见一个人笑容可掬地跟你说 hi,
you may see someone with a big smile on their face and they say hi to you.
我们不知道他心里面打什么主意要害我。
We do not know what he has in mind for us.
很多时候我们在这个世界里面, 我们觉得没有任何的安全感。
We feel there is no security around us.
对人与人之间要保持距离才真是有那样的一个安全。
So to preserve our sense of security, we try to keep a certain distance from others.
2年半前,
2.5 years ago,
师母跟我到台北山地少数民族当中去传福音。
Mrs. Lee and I have experienced a short-term visit to northern Thailand to work among the minority groups there.
我们到那个拉胡村去布道。
We went to this tribe of the Lahus.
言语不通。
We do not understand their language.
背景不同。
We come from different backgrounds.
文化不懂。
We don't understand their culture.
但是很快我发现我可以跟他们做朋友。
But very quickly, I discovered I can be friends with them.
这是一个很特别的一个经验。
This was a very special and unique experience.
话语不通怎么能够做朋友呢?
How can we be friends when we can't even talk with one another?
因为我发现每一次我主动地向他们展露笑容的时候,
because I discovered whenever I take the initiative and smile,
他们马上就用笑容来回应我。
They will respond with a smile right away.
我们的语言不通, 但是我们这个国际语言笑是通的。
Even though our actual words cannot communicate our feelings, the smile is a very useful communication tool.
几天在山上过了没有污染的生活。
Several days in the mountains without pollution.
从台北回到台北。
And I left northern Thailand to go to Taipei, Taiwan.
我已经习惯向陌生人展露笑容。
I was used to smiling at strangers.
你知道我得到什么样的反应?
But you know what kind of reaction I got in Taiwan?
我若再多向陌生人笑的话,
if I smile more at a stranger in Taiwan,
我怕他们会把我送到高雄的龙发堂。
I'm sort of scared that they may send me to a sanitarium.
我想从台湾来的知道高雄佛教他们办了一个专门收容神经病人的一个地方叫龙花堂。
Indeed, it was a place where they take care of psychiatric patients.
在美国叫做杜鹃窝。每一次我看见人家这样对我的时候
，When I see others reacting this way to me，
在台湾两三年半，我真巴不得告诉他说，我这里有名牌呀。
I really want to take hold of them and tell them，
告诉他说我这边有发财的秘密。
I want to tell them that I have a way of making money。
真的，我们看见今天世界到了一个地步，人与人没有任何的反应，没有什么感觉。
And yet it's so sad that today there is very little true interaction between people.
事实上，主耶稣在讲这段话的时候
，Indeed, when Jesus was making these comments，
他是提到那个时代的人对福音冷漠的一个反应。
He was describing the generation of that age in their lack of response to the good news.
同样的，今天我们去跟人家传福音。
Similarly, today, as we try to share the good news with people today,
我们跟他讲到吹笛，我们跟他提到举哀，他们完全没有任何的反应。
Whether we talk about the highs or the joys or the lows or the sorrows, we find that there's no response.
33-34, 主耶稣用另外一个角度来描写他那个时代。
And then Jesus used a different example in verse 33 and 34.
他说，施洗约翰不吃饼，不喝酒。
He said, John the Baptist did not eat bread or drink wine.
马可福音第一章告诉我们说，他是吃蝗虫喝野蜜。
In Mark, we were told that John ate locusts and drank honey.
他过一个离群所居、只的出世苦行的日子。
He led a very solitary type of life.Beyond the world.
那个时候的人就批评说这个人是被鬼附的。
And a lot of people criticize his way of living and say he is demon possessed.
但是这样提到耶稣的时候
But when people then turn to Jesus,
说耶稣呢不像约翰
And they say Jesus is not like John.
他不像约翰那样不食人间烟火。
He is not like John trying to refrain from worldly foods.
过一个入世的一个正常人的生活。
Indeed, he led a very normal kind of life.
他们批评约翰是怪人。
They say John was weird.
他们批评耶稣是坏人。
But then they say Jesus is a bad person.
在这里我们看见什么呢?
So what do we see?
前面提到这个世界没有反应,没有感觉。
We see that this world had no response.
这个地方我们看见这个世界没有任何的标准。
And the second aspect is that the world has no absolute standard.
是不吃不喝好呢，还是吃和喝好呢？
We do not know whether we should be eating and drinking.
当我们在这个世界上生活的时候
And as we live in this world,
我们不晓得怎么样何去何从。
We do not know what to follow.
在这个礼拜我看中央日报副刊看到一个这样的一个故事。
This week, as I was reading the newspaper, I saw this article.
提到两个很喜欢抽烟的老神父。
That it talked about two fathers in the Catholic Church who likes to smoke.
他们两个是好朋友，可能是因为他们有相同的嗜好的缘故。
They are very good friends, and they enjoy the same habits.
他们在闲谈。
And they were talking among themselves.
第一个神父就说。
The first one said.
可惜我们在念经的时候不可以抽烟。
It is such a pity that we cannot be smoking when we are praying.
那另外一个神父就问：“那你到底问过罗马没有？”
And then the second father said, "Well, have you ever asked Rome?"
第一个神父说：“我们问过了，罗马说不可以。”
The first one said, "Yes, we asked, and Rome says no."
那第二个神父说：“那就怪了。”
And the second one says, "That's strange."
因为我问过罗马，罗马说可以。
Because I have asked Rome myself too, and they said it was okay.
那到底你是怎么问罗马的呢？
So how did you ask Rome?
那个第一个神父就说
The first one responded
我问罗马
I asked Rome
念经的时候可不可以抽烟
When I'm praying, can I smoke?
很清楚的一个答案说不可以
It was a very clear answer, no
那第二个神父说怪不得了
And the second father says, oh, now I understand
我是这样问罗马
This is how I ask
他说你怎么问呢
How did you ask?
我问他的 我问罗马是这样问
This is how I ask Rome
我抽烟的时候可不可以念经
When I'm smoking, can I be praying?
结果答案是说当然可以
And the answer was yes
当我看到这个笑话的时候
，As I read this, perhaps as a joke，
我心里面有一种说不出来的感觉。
But there's a very strange feeling inside.
我们今天可以用不同的语言的游戏。
We can be playing word games.
我们落到一个毫无标准的地步。
Such that we end up with no standards.
你这样做也可能对，你那样错，那样做也可能错。
This is the way you do it. It may be right. It may be wrong.
主要的原因就是因为今天我们从相对的角度来看标准。
And that is because we do not have an absolute standard.
如果我们今天了解有一个绝对的标准的话，
If we understand that there exists an absolute standard,
我们知道每一个国家，
then every country
都有一个标准局，
they have a bureau of standards.
你不管是度量衡任何的一个尺寸或者这个衡量的那些容器。
They deal with all kinds of units of measure, whether it's volume or mass or length.
你要拿到标准局去调整。
You have to calibrate your instruments against the standards.
你就真正知道你的标准会设立在什么地方。
So that you understand whether your instruments are well calibrated.
主在这里给我们看见他对当时的时代的一个比方。
And this is how Jesus described the generation of old.
没有感觉，没有标准。
No response and no standards.
到三十五节，他说一句什么话
？And then in verse 35,
但智慧之子都以智慧为事。
Jesus said, "Wisdom is proved right by all her children."
很明显的，三十五节他在这里说的和三十一节所说的是相对的。
It's very obvious that verse 35 is a direct comparison to verse 31.
三十一节是讲到这世代的人是怎么样。
Verse 31 says the people of this generation.
35节讲到智慧之子应该怎么样。
And then in verse 35 it says the children of wisdom.
智慧在旧约圣经里。
In the Old Testament, the usage of the word wisdom.
或者在耶稣那个时代。
Or even when Jesus used the word wisdom.
可以用那个智慧作为上帝的代名词。
It is another word for God.
所以换句话说智慧的儿女是什么意思呢？
So when Jesus said the children of wisdom,
就是上帝的儿女。
We can interpret that as children of God.
前面讲到没有上帝的人。
In verse 31, we talked about people without God.
这里讲到有上帝的人。
But here is a different group of people with God.
非常明显的，这里有一个对照。
There's a very clear contrast.
如果今天的世代是一个没有感觉、没有标准的一个世代。
If this world is a world with no response or standards,
今天我们在教会的里面，我们应该活出有感觉、有标准的见证生活。
Then today in the church, we should live a life with response and with standards.
但是我们今天受到一般世界风气的影响。
But perhaps today we are influenced strongly by what's happening in the world today.
我们发现今天在教会里面也有32节到34节那样的一个情况。
So even today in the church, we find the same situations as described in verses 32 to 34.
当教会要吹笛的时候
When the church wants to play the flute,
下面的弟兄姊妹不跳舞。
The brothers and sisters did not dance.
当教会要举哀的时候
When the church is singing a funeral march,
弟兄姊妹没有任何啼哭的那样的感觉。
There's no sense of wanting to cry.
另外一方面，我们也看到教会也变成跟这个时代没有什么不同，很容易有不同的挑剔。
And indeed, we find that the church is not much different from the world outside.That we can choose different standards for ourselves and criticize others.
而且我们很容易看一件事情，总是从阴暗、消极的角度来看。
And it's so easy for us to look at things from a negative point of view.
智慧之子都以智慧为事。
But the children of wisdom will be proved right by their wisdom.
智慧之子，上帝的儿女。我们应该是跟前面不一样。
But the children of God, the children of wisdom, should be different.
让我试着把32节到34节转一个弯，来对我们今天在主内的弟兄姊妹和教会有一些建议。
Perhaps I can paraphrase verses 32 to 34 as applied to the church.
求主，弟兄姊妹，求主给我们他的标准，而带出真正一个属灵的感情出来。
So that God will give us His standards, so that we can indeed have the proper emotions and response.
上礼拜吴牧师在这里提到约翰福音十三章。
Last week, Pastor Wu shared with us from John 13.
当我回到家把约翰福音十三章再看一遍的时候。
And as I went home, I read John 13 once more.
当我读到34节。
When I read verse 34,
主耶稣说我赐给你们一条新命令。
Jesus said, I give you a new commandment.
请注意耶稣怎么说。
What did Jesus say?
他说我怎样爱你们，你们也应当如此相爱。
Love one another as I have loved you.
今天我们相爱不起来。
Today when we cannot love one another.
因为我们没有真正体会到耶稣对我们的爱。
It's perhaps a reflection on our inability to experience the love of Christ.
在我们的成人主日学，我曾经讲过这样一次的经历。
I have shared this personal experience with my adult Sunday school.
有一个礼拜三在晚上祷告会的时候。
One Wednesday prayer meeting.
当我们一起在唱一首诗歌。
As we were singing a hymn.
说 Jesus, I love you.
The hymn was Jesus, I love you.
还是说 I love you, Lord, 就是我们对神示爱的一首诗歌。
It is a hymn that tried to respond to God, for his love.
当我在唱那首歌的时候。
As I was singing that,
我突然发现一件事情。
I suddenly was struck with a fact.
发现我的太太坐在我旁边。
I suddenly realized my wife was next to me.
李师母坐在我旁边。
It was Mrs. Lee.
然后我在她旁边大声地唱。
As I was sitting next to her, I was singing this loudly.
I love you.
I said, I love you.
但是她知道，我说的 you 不是她。
But she knew what I meant when I was singing I love you.
这是一个很可怕的事情。
Realize something else.
她也在唱。
She is singing it too.
她也唱 I love you.
She is singing I love you.
但是那个 you 不是我。
But that you is not me.
我们不是说男女之间、夫妻之间最怕就有第三者的介入吗？
Do we not say that between husband and wife, the most dangerous thing is a third party?
但是竟然我们两个人大胆到一个地步，我们两个人并排坐的时候把第三者拉进来。
But then we were so courageous that in public we can indeed draw in this third party.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我也没有吃醋，他也没有难过。
I was not jealous, she was not depressed.
我们越唱越起劲，我们越唱越有把握。
Indeed, the more we sang, the more reassurance we got.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为只有这一种对神的爱在我们夫妻之间不只是没有威胁，而且带来更强的稳定感。
Because we know that our love for God does not threaten our relationship, indeed it reaffirms our relationship.
这就是为什么我们常常在家庭夫妇辅导的时候，鼓励弟兄姐妹跟神的关系要先建立起来。
And that is why when we do family counseling, the first priority is to ask the husband and the wife to establish a relationship with God.
当你跟神的关系好的时候，
When your relation with God is right,
你才真正懂得什么叫爱。
Then you understand the meaning of love.
你在不认识神的时候，
If you do not know God,
你以为有爱，
You think you have love.
但是那个爱不是真的爱。
But that is not true love.
因为圣经告诉我们说，神就是爱。
Because Scripture says God is love.
所以当我们两个人越在神的面前表达对他的爱的时候，
So as we are expressing our love for God in front of each other,
我们两个人能够更深的、切实的彼此相爱。
We can indeed truly enter into a true love for each other.
求主给我们他的标准，带出我们应该有的感觉和反应。
So we ask God to show His standards to us so that we can respond properly.
然后
Then,
第二，我们要用主所给的感情去传扬神的标准。
With the emotions from God, we can go and share His standards with others.
容许我再说一遍。
Let me say this again.
我们求主给我们标准，让我们有一个正当的一个正常的反应。
We ask God to first give us His standards so that we can respond properly.
让我们用他给我们的感情来传扬他的标准。
And with the proper response and emotions, we can enter the world and spread His standards.
今年的复活节
，This Easter，
破了我们教会二十年的记录。
Broke our church's historical records.
我们把母堂、子堂聚会的人数，大人小孩都合在一起。
When we combine all the attendance, including children and adults from Lowell Church and this church,
二十年来第一次破一千人的关。
For the past 20 years, this was the first time that we broke the magic number 1,000.
二十年。感谢主，让我们有一个主日崇拜，我们能够超过一千人。
For that Sunday service, all the total attendance broke the record of 1,000 people.
有人很迫切地问我，到底超过多少？是一千多少
？And some were very curious, and they say, how many people were there over 1,000?
我们详细计算，我们发现复活节两边的人数加起来1,001个。
The total was 1,001.
我那天跟神说，神啊，你的幽默感使我受不了。
And I say, Lord, you really have a sense of humor.
我要说什么
？But what am I trying to say?
当我们看到人多的时候
，As we see the numbers increasing,
我们得意吗
？Are we then pleased with ourselves?
我们觉得了不起吗
？Do we think that we are something?
我们想想看，我们这一千人，比起在外面我们的同胞的数目，这一千算是多少
？Let us compare that 1,000 to perhaps just the number of Chinese right around our doorsteps.
李登辉总统代表台湾人口2.09%的基督徒讲话，都已经给人骂得个要命。
Perhaps the president of Taiwan, when he wanted to speak for the Christians, which is a substantial percentage, perhaps, people criticized him.
只有2.09%，或者这个新加坡人说2.098%。
2.09% of the population in Taiwan were Christians.
我们这里一千个人，两个教会加起来，离开整个大波士顿的中国的人口，实在是微乎其微。
Our 1,000 compared to the greater Boston Chinese population is much lower than 2%.
所以量虽然多，没有什么值得夸耀和骄傲的。
So there's nothing to be too proud of.
何况当量增加的时候，值得配合是何等的重要。
And it's so important for us to increase the quality as well as the quantity.
求主把这两件事情给我们这个教会，能够加强这个教会的质。
So we ask the Lord to help us to increase our quality.
第一，求主把他的标准、把他的启示、把他的真理，真的赏赐给这个教会。
That God will indeed give us His revelations and His truth.
第二
，Second，
让我们的感情在神的面前能够圣化。
So that our emotions before God will be sanctified.
让我们真实成为在主里面有感觉的人。
So that indeed we are people with feelings.
每一次我收到电话，听到弟兄姊妹家里面遇到什么变故。
Every time when I receive a telephone call and it concerns certain families having a perhaps crisis.
可能站在纯辅导的角度来看
，If I look at this purely from a counseling point of view，
也许我不应该这样
，Perhaps I should not do that。
但是每一次站在一个牧者的一个立场
，But then as a pastor，
有的时候我没有办法跟发生事情的家毫无关联。
It's very difficult for me to keep it as an impersonal level。
昨天我们收到一个电话。
And yesterday I received a phone call.
提到林崇生弟兄脑出血。
Talked about how this brother Lim has a hemorrhage in the brain.
但是接下来就没有消息。
And then I didn't have any more news.
再三的打电话都是 answering machine， 都是没有办法跟他们联络到。
I tried to call their homes, and all I got was their answering machine. I did not get any more news.
心里面非常的着急。
I was very anxious.
昨天到一点钟一直在思想这件事情，在为他们祷告。
And as I was praying for them and thinking about this incident late into the evening,
刚才上台以前。
Just before coming up on the pulpit,
听见英文崇拜的 David Yao, 姚正恩弟兄，他的父亲，我的好朋友姚国祥牧师，在台湾胃里面可能有 cancer 要开刀。
I just heard another news that the father of one of our brothers, David Yao's father, who is a good friend of mine, discovered that he might have cancer of the stomach in Taiwan.
弟兄姊妹，我怕。我的侍奉变成很职业化。
Sometimes it's my fear that I will just become a professional in my service.
你有需要吗？
Do you have a need?
来，我为你祷告。
I can come and pray for you.
Amen. Next, 第二个。
And after I pray, I will say Amen, and then I will say next.
弟兄姊妹，求主拯救我们，让我们这个教会不是落在这一种的光景。
But let us not be in that kind of a situation.
每一次想到我们要进到一个大的挑战，新的一个地方。
As I think about how we are entering into a new challenge, perhaps a new place.
有的时候我问主说：“主啊，我们真的预备好了吗
？”I ask the Lord, "Are we ready?"
弟兄姊妹，让我们预备好我们自己，才进到那个新的挑战里面去。
Let us prepare ourselves so that we can face new challenges.
好吧，我们一起打开126首。
Let's turn to Hymn 126.
作为我们的祷告。
And use this as our prayer of response.
求主向我们吹气。
Breathe on me, O breath of God.
除了要下去这个预备午餐的，请弟兄姊妹暂时不要走动。
Unless you have a particular service, please stay put.
因为我深深的感觉，这样的一首诗歌和刚才的讲道是有关系。
Because this hymn of response is linked to the message.
让我们一同来唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing this together.